Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, with me Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, let's get straight into today's question. It comes from Greg Dardigan, and I'm going to read it as is. It's a fairly lengthy one, but let's hope we can make sense of it. It said, in all of Lindsay's programs, he has assumed dates for marathons, and I know that he always says that the program is interchangeable, so we should just change the times around of races or long runs if needed. But after the qualifying marathons, he's scheduled a week's rest, and I want to ask what we should do if we are running a qualifier at a different time. Greg lives in KZN, and therefore he's doing the last possible qualifier in 2014 in 5 weeks' time, which is, and he's following your Bull Rowan program. He wants to know if the marathon's at the end of November, and then the rest is for 2 weeks, and then minimal mileage for the rest of December before building up in January. If he needs to run his marathon at the end of October and then rest for 2 weeks, what should he do for the rest of the year? He doesn't want to spend 6 weeks with minimal mileage, but he also doesn't want to ramp up for the last 2 weeks of November and then the first 2 weeks of December, and then drop off again for the last 2 weeks of December. Quite a complicated question, but I hope you can get what he's saying, Lindsay.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. So in his case, I would take my 2 weeks off after the marathon, and that would then become my rest period. And then I would tick over, so your essentially your 4 weeks or 6 weeks, if I understood his question correctly, he just doesn't know what to do in those 6 weeks. So I would then spend 2 weeks building myself up to around 40, maybe 50 Ks a week. And that should take him then into December. And then through December, I would build up a little bit more, but still I wouldn't build up too much more, so that you get to January, and then in January you just start following the program. So maybe in December, a sensible approach would be to build up from just under 60 kilometers a week to around 65, absolute maximum 70 Ks a week if you are a Bull Roan kind of runner. And then what will happen is that in January, he won't really build up too much. He will then maintain what he's done through January and then build with the program through February. And it'll just serve to create like a really nice platform for him to launch the rest of his training off.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much. Hey, don't forget, if you've got a question that you'd like answered, all you need to do is head over to AskCoachPerry.com. You can submit your question there. And who knows, we could be answering your question tomorrow here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.